When we were singing this chorus, I had to think on the woman who came to the Lord and who touched the hem of his garment, and she was healed. Also, this morning we are grateful that we can be here. And we believe that the Lord will give us this morning, each one of us, whatever he prepared for us. We are grateful for last night, for the blessing, for the help, and for his precious word, which we have heard. And we believe that God's word does not return void, but it accomplishes in you and in me for what we are hearing it. Are you grateful for this opportunity also this morning to be here? Before Brother Schmidt will pray with us, I would like to read a word from the scripture, from 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 4, from verse 7. I ask that we stand up for it. 1 Peter 4, verse 7. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober, and watch unto prayer. And above all things, have fervent love among yourselves, for love shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging, as every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be the praise and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. Great God, also this morning, we are coming into your presence, O Lord, and we thank you, for you are great and all your doings. Your glory exceeds everything what is on the earth. Your grace, O Lord, reaches unto heaven. Your grace also reached us, each one of us, here and wherever your people are gathered. We thank you for the blessing which you gave us already by singing these wonderful songs, hearing the choir singing, Lord, it's the gospel, O Lord, by your Holy Spirit. We thank you also for this morning once again. Please give us grace, each one of us, Lord, in your presence, not only to be hearers of the word, but doers of the word, so that you are glorified. As the psalm writer, we say it, not unto us, but unto you be all the praise and glory. Be merciful to all of us, all who are listening, Lord. Be merciful. Also us here at this place. Prepare our hearts. Take everything under your control by the leading of your Holy Spirit. Remove all disturbing things. Give us grace to focus on your word. Lord Jesus, be merciful. Please anoint the lips through which you will speak. We want to hear, Lord, and we want to do accordingly. Be merciful to all of us. To you be the thanks and the worship, our God, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us sing Glory to You, and then I ask Brother Cosmi Brass to come and pray with us. And Brother Jean-Claude comes with his group. Our Heavenly Father, we are very grateful to you that we may be a privileged people who found grace in your sight in this end time. We have heard the sound of the trumpet. Your name be praised forever. We are gathered around your word. We are hearing your wonderful counsel to be prepared unto your glorious return. Give us the spiritual understanding so that we understand the right way, the word of life. Anoint the vessel which you will use in a special way. May you bless each one of us so that we leave this place, that we could say, as the disciples at Emmaus, did not our hearts burn as he spoke to us? Lord, grant us your grace and mercy. Bless us all in a special way, in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I'm asking myself, what all think who cannot speak English or French? I ask myself, what do they have of it? And I believe that all are feeling and knowing of what it is being sung. And the word Maranatha, we all understand. We are just grateful. I personally wished that all languages would be understood as it was on the day of Pentecost. There, no interpreter was needed. That what Peter said was understood in 17 different languages by revelation of the Holy Spirit. There, no interpreter was needed. The Holy Spirit made the interpretation. We will see what comes. We will see what will come. If the end should be as the beginning was, we will see how it will be. Amen. Amen. It's just very wonderful. I'm overwhelmed of the grace of God. Let me just give you some greetings from Russia, Moldavia, Bulgaria, Ukraine, from Kinshasa, from Johannesburg, from Port Elizabeth, then from Brother John and Brother Daniel, and special greetings from Brother Wendell Ellis from Edmonton, with all his house. From Brother Motika, greetings. From Abidjan, greetings. From Brother Bautista, a nice name. Then greetings from Brother Richard, greetings. Once again from Port Elizabeth. You all know where this is. Then, greetings from Brother Chumba. Greetings from Brother Kugotsi. Greetings from Brother Augustine. Greetings from Brother Luboya. Greetings from Brother Lumba. Greetings from Brother Young. Greetings from Brother Galudi. Greetings once again from Durban, South Africa. Greetings also from a Brother John. Then greetings from Abidjan, Ivory Coast. Once again from the Ivory Coast. Then from Brother Nyagi from Nairobi. May all our brothers know, although we are short with the greetings, may they know that we are all joined with them. And we are very grateful for all brothers. Brother Cosma Brass from Cabinda, you heard him. Who can see it at him that his local church where he ministers has more than 1,500 souls? God has blessed in a wonderful way, and again he blessed. We wish our beloved brother, who is very close to the border, to the DRC, and who knows both languages, the Portuguese language as well as the French language. Also, this is a gift from God, that we at this place have the various languages. Let us think on our 12 translators in the cabins, in all the various languages. The people can hear and watch what God is doing in this time by His grace. Yesterday, we briefly spoke about the timely events, and in particular about Jerusalem and Israel, what is happening there. We mentioned it. And I may say here that I also know my way around. My first visit in Jerusalem was in 1964. It's a long time ago, when Jerusalem was still divided and when I needed two passports because the enmity was so great. One could not travel with one passport into the other country. One had to have two passports. But thanks be to God, since that time I always have two passports. I just wanted to say, we experienced and witnessed everything during all these years. Also the time in which we could be in Gaza, in Ashkelon, in all the cities. We witnessed all these developments, and now we are hearing that it will not take any more years. No, very officially it was declared between 6 and 9 months. Everything shall be so far that there is peace and safety guaranteed. God alone knows how long it will take still. But our main task is really therein that we are ready, that we are ready, that when the trumpet sounds and when the voice of the archangel and when the Lord returns and when the dead in Christ shall rise first, yes, and then the living ones in Christ, not those who are living in general, but those who live in Christ Jesus, who are walking with God, who are in conformity with the Word of God. Please understand it. We are not here in opposition to all the various doctrines which are on the religious market, but we are just here to agree with God, to put His Word upon the lampstand, all the biblical doctrines, to declare them. To this belongs the subject of the Godhead, the subject of baptism, the subject of the Lord's Supper, back to the original, back to the foundation of the apostles and prophets, where Jesus Christ Himself is the chief cornerstone. And let us say it very clearly. All of the Christian religious world is gathering around the rulership of the Trinity. This is all well known. And the church in the Roman Empire, in the 4th century, it started with the Trinity. And now comes the crowning, that all the daughter churches who are Trinitarian, who have remained Trinitarian, are returning into the mother's bosom. And in this time where all the daughter churches are returning into the mother's bosom, the last message goes forth. Ye, my people, come out, be ye separate, so that you don't have part in their sins. And especially all who read the Epistle of John, 1 John chapter 4 in particular. How do we recognize who is an Antichrist? Who is Antichrist? He who does not believe that Jesus is the Christ. Not a son whom the Father has born in eternity. This is the doctrine of the Trinity. The biblical doctrine is that the Son was announced in all of the Old Testament. Today, you are my Son. Today, I have begotten thee. And when the fulfillment of the time came, then 1 Samuel came to fulfillment. Chapter 7, verse 14. I will be father unto him, and he shall be son unto me. And then we see the fulfillment. The word of promise was brought to Mary, and the Holy Spirit overshadowed her, and the Son of God was born. In all of the Old Testament, he was the Lord, the I Am, not yet in the flesh, not yet becoming a human being, not yet coming to us to redeem us. But then he came, the Lord of glory, the same who walked in the Garden of Eden, who created Adam in his image, who was sitting down with Abraham, celebrating the Lord's Supper with him. Not only in Genesis 14, as Melchizedek, as king of Salem, but then in chapter 18, throughout all of the Old Testament, he is the Lord. He remained the Lord, but he became man for the sake of man, to bring us the redemption by his grace. So, therefore, we have the term God the Son not a single time in the Bible. The term God the Holy Ghost is not written a single time in the Bible, but always of the only God. We have said it here many times, 6,356 times the word Elohim is written, Yahweh, in the Old Testament. The Lord God, he remains the single one from eternity to eternity, but he revealed himself in a manifold way as Father in heaven, in the Son, on the earth, and in the church, by the Holy Spirit, to realize his plan of salvation. So, we are depending on God, and I'm just asking all to receive. The separation must take place in the heart and in reality. And therefore, all who were baptized in the three titles, they must be rebaptized biblically in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other way. Brothers and sisters, the Lord is the head of his church. He redeemed her, and he said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against her. So, back to the beginning. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. And therefore it's written in Jude, content for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Just for your information now, here in Romans chapter 3, Paul underlined it in a very special way. He emphasized it. Romans chapter 3, verse 30. Romans 3, verse 30. Seeing it is one God. Seeing for sure in the German Bible. Not unsure. Seeing for sure it is one God who shall justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith. And the same is written in Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. It's again emphasized that of a truth there's only one single God. Galatians chapter 3, verse 20. Galatians 3, verse 20. Yes. Now, a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. But God is one, regardless how he reveals himself, when he reveals himself, be it in the pillar of fire, pillar of cloud, be it as the angel of the covenant, be it as the Lord God, doesn't matter how he reveals himself, he remains the same. So, now, a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. And because we emphasize this word, and we just say, listen, listen, the time has come to just agree with God, not making any compromise, and to think, huh, perhaps there is not a perhaps with God. Out of one fountain cannot flow bitter and sweet. One cannot harvest figs from thistles. Truth is truth forever, and a lie remains a lie forever. And therefore, John has written that no lie is of the truth. And so, we are just grateful that God could use a man. And brothers and sisters, the most simple man who lived and walked on the earth in the 20th century was Brother Branham. His grammar was more terrible than mine. A simple man. But if God says through Paul that what is nothing in the world, this God has chosen. Who were the prophets? Who were they? Respected men? No. All were persecuted. But not only the prophets, also those who were sent by God. Not every sent one must be a prophet. God has prophets. And God does nothing unless he reveals his secret unto his servants, the prophets. But all whom he sends are carrying out what God revealed unto his servants, the prophets. And this applies also for our time. So, we are living in the last period before the return of Jesus Christ. And it's really necessary that we all remain sober, that we do our work, that we just live very normally with both feet upon the earth, but in the heart, walking and joined with God, having an inner agreement to every word of God, to, as written in Revelation 19, to, and his bride has made herself ready, and to her it was granted to be arrayed in white linen. And also this, we always emphasized it. Only he who is part of the bride church will in this time hear the voice of the bridegroom. Only with the bride is the relationship with the bridegroom. And when the Lord God already in the Old Testament said, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness, God betrothed herself with the bride in Christ Jesus. We are his possession. And as it was said many times, as Eve was taken out from Adam and was given back to him, so Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 5 of the church, flesh of his flesh and bone of his bones. As sure as the side of our Lord and Redeemer was opened on the cross of Calvary, so sure the redemption took place and the bride came forth, flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone. So, let us not expect that others understand us. No, but this I want to say here very clearly. We have the right to claim all whom God has given us. Because unto us and unto your children, unto you and unto your children is the promise. And to all whom the Lord shall call. So, all whom he will call, to them is the promise. Also, this must be said once. Only who got lost, he who got lost, can get saved. The Lord has come to seek and to save what was lost. And when you lost something, then before you lost it, you must have possessed it. Before that, it must have been your possession. It must have been yours before you can lose something. And so, we are God's, we have been God's possession before the foundation of the world. But by the fall, we got lost. And now, we were saved. And we were brought back into our original condition as sons and daughters. And it will be manifested as John has written, 1 John chapter 3, from 1 to 3, we will be like him. The highest calling which could exist, God has given us by his grace. And that we can believe now, as the scripture says, it's a gift of God, a gift from God. Because our Lord even speaks today, he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, this is the great mystery, the respect before the word of God. Yesterday, we spoke about the Ark of the Covenant, about the Word which was laid into the Ark of the Covenant. We spoke about the blood which was applied on the golden lid of the Ark of the Covenant. It was sprinkled there. And so, the forgiveness, the reconciliation, the grace was given to the church. And then in the New Testament, in Hebrews chapter 9, our Lord entered with his own blood as the faithful high priest. He entered the Holy of Holies. And the blood speaks for us. We may receive and accept what God has given unto us by his grace. If you then go to the subject of the Ark of the Covenant, then you can go to David. You can go to Samuel. What did Samuel do? He gave the instructions to the priests. Take the Ark of the Covenant. Put them upon your shoulders. Go to the River Jordan. The word of promise was there. The word was in the Ark of the Covenant. The River Jordan had to divide, just as the Red Sea. Not for the sake of Joshua, for the sake of the word of God, which was in the Ark of the Covenant. And the Lord confirmed his word. Please forgive me when I say this since a long time. But in Joshua, chapter 3, something very mighty is written. Joshua, chapter 3, here it says, in verse 5 and 6, Joshua 3, verse 5 and 6, and Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And Joshua spake unto the priests, saying, take up the Ark of the Covenant and pass over before the people. And they took up the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people. What really touches me, and this I say in the presence of God, you all know, a commission and sending, no one can take himself, no one can give himself, but the same words which are written here in Joshua chapter 1 in verse 11 were the first words which the Lord literally repeated, which I heard with my own ears. Namely, in verse 11, Joshua 1, verse 11. Pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare you victuals, store in food. On the 2nd of April 1962, the Lord used and repeated the same words. As here in the plural, he didn't say, store yourselves, you yourselves, store food. No. Store in food, groceries. You know, no man can take himself something. But if there is a direct commission of God, then there is connected with it a responsibility. And therefore, we have to take this commission seriously. I also had to think about it, that on the 1st of April 1962, Brother Branham received the instruction. He says it, that he should not make the trip to Zurich, to Switzerland, but that he should return and that he should store in the food. And then, of course, came the 2nd of April, where the Lord said, I will send you from city to city, but store in food, for a great famine is coming. And then you shall stand amidst the people, giving out the food. We are truly living in this time where Bible prophecies are coming to pass, many prophecies. And when we then think on Matthew 24, and then thinking on our brother and the many brothers in all the peoples and tongues who are having part in the giving out of the food, of the pure divine food. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word which comes forth from the mouth of God. And as Brother Alfred Borg emphasized already, the word does not return void. And it's, of course, written. It cannot return void. It must accomplish for what God has sent it for. Also in our time, brothers and sisters, be available for God. May His word accomplish for what it was sent for, the calling out, the separation, the sanctification, the preparation. Everything God will accomplish through His word and by the power of His blood and by the Holy Spirit. Then we have read it in the word of introduction. And also this overwhelms me. 2,000 years ago, it was written. And yes, it could have been written yesterday. The end of all things is at hand. When could this word be read with more emphasis than today, as in our time? When? Where we remember the words of our Lord. When you see these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for you know that your redemption is drawing near. Then in the next verse, verse 8, and above all things, have fervent love among yourselves, for love shall cover the multitude of sins. 1 Peter 4, verse 8. Also this we may take to heart. Do you have to make efforts to love? I don't think so. One doesn't have to make efforts at all. The life of Christ in us is endued with all spiritual gifts which are all embedded in the love of God. Up to 1 Corinthians 13. If I would know all the mysteries, if I would not have all the faith, but if I would not have love, also this is a sentence which Brother Branham heard in paradise when he was taken out from his body. And when he saw the multitude dressed in white, suddenly the words were said, Only perfect love enters here. Perfect in love. The Apostle John has, of course, written, "Don't love as Cain loved, who slew his brother." One can speak of love and one can practice hatred. It's really better if the love of God is poured out by the Holy Spirit into our hearts. And then we don't have to make any efforts. You all know, of course, and we have to point to it, what everything is being said within the message, what is being believed and taught there. Actually, I wanted to bring this book with me, where a brother more than 50 times he has shown the pictures, the photographs of Brother Branham and Brother Frank. The prophet said, Brother Frank said, but one section is missing. The scripture says, this is missing there. Branham says, Frank says. And if he then would have gone to the scripture, then he would have to recognize and said that Brother Branham wanted to say what the scripture says. And Brother Frank said what the scripture says. Brother Branham said many times, don't listen to that what I said. Listen to that what I meant. And also this I've written in my circular letter. He who finds a statement which is difficult to understand, he must read on, he must listen on. And then the things which are difficult are then illuminated and are made more understandable. If one takes just one statement, then there are problems. But if one goes further with it, then comes light and then comes truth. Why did Brother Frank has not one problem with one statement? Why not? Because we have the grace to understand everything the right way, what God said, to place it into the Bible and to preach and to say what God said already in His Word. And please, let us take this also to heart. God will send the latter rain. But firstly, the divine seed must be sown. And today, I give you an example. Brother Rufer, one of my very old friends in Switzerland, on last Sunday, he brought me two examples of wheat. Two examples. This wheat, where former and latter rain has fallen, and the other, where the latter rain was missing. Brother Müller, you also know it. And I come from the countryside, next to the Ukraine. Just very wonderful. Hear the full wheat in the ear. For the latter rain, which falls before the harvest, is just as important as the former rain to fruit. Here the wheat corns are missing. Here we have wheat, but without the corns in it. And here, a full wheat ear. I must be honest. The wheat field, which I have seen, was even greater than this. Greater ears. But hanging down like this also. But already ripened, already brown by the sun, burned by the sun. Not only ripe, but overripe. And when then the voice of the Lord sounded, "My servant, climb on this combine and bring in the harvest." I hardly can drive a car. I drove it more than 2 million kilometers without accident. But technically, I'm not good in it. But I say, with the help of the Lord, I climbed onto this combine. It was brand new. And very strange, the wheat field was not round. The wheat field had four corners, and the combine was standing here, and then I was driving the rounds. I have told you many times, the clouds were coming. Lord, and I said, "Lord, it's too late. The judgments are coming, are striking the earth." And then an opening came into the cloud, and the sun was shining very brightly down. And then the harvest was brought in. Brothers and sisters, the harvest is ripe. And let me say this also. In this vision, it stood out to me directly. I tell you, I come from the farmer side. I know how it had been sown. I know what is a harvest. I know. But I have seen that there was only wheat, not a single thistle, not a single tear was in the wheat field. It really stood out to me in the vision. I saw it, only wheat. And this is now the time where the Lord, the true word which was sown, the wheat. And you all know John 12. Our Lord was the wheat corn which fell into the ground. And it didn't remain alone, but that a harvest comes forth. And we are very, very short before the harvest. And may God really give grace. This Brother Branham said 36 times that at the end, before the return of Jesus Christ, the former and the latter rain will fall at the same time. Sowing and harvesting. Both is happening now. We are sowing the word, and at the same time, it's being harvested. And finally, God will do such great things as never happened on the earth. And these hours of preparation, which the Lord is giving us by His grace, we want to make use of them. We're not just reading James chapter 5, where it's written that the farmer is waiting until the former and latter rain comes. We are a part of the word, and we are waiting really for it. And when Brother Branham, the man of God, if Brother Branham was the man who was sent to sow the original word, and God, of course, confirmed it, more than 1,500 times, the pillar of cloud, the pillar of fire came down in the more than 1,200 sermons. manifesting the glory of God 112 times, that in the supernatural light the angel of the covenant came down. Brothers and sisters, believe me, since 1955, when many of you were not born yet, leave alone being born again yet, I of course was acquainted with that. By God, I was acquainted with what it is about in our times. I didn't jump down with a parachute into something and saying, now I'm here. No, the whole developments, everything I could witness and experience by His grace. And so God has given us the grace to place everything biblically, correctly. Also that what Brother Branham said, the angel of the covenant comes at the time down when the seventh church age angel is on the earth. And the brothers don't know what he had in his thoughts. But really, I was acquainted with everything, with the upbuilding. By God, I was acquainted. Be honest. If the man who preaches the word has no insight into the word, how can he pass it on to the others? And if God sends and commissions one, then he can trust that this man whom he has called, he will preach then his word and nothing else. So let us just thank the Lord. But one has to read it. One has to read it. What Brother Branham said, in what kind of connection he said this or that. Let us summarize of what's all about at this weekend. We recognized that the time of grace is coming to its end. No one knows day and hour. This Paul has said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, he said it right at the beginning, day and hour, no one needs to know, for the day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night. But in the chapter before that, it's written of the rapture, and those who were ready went in to the marriage supper. Not day and hour, but the time we recognized. Recognizing the time. The time is now. Ye, my people, come out. And what did God say in connection with the Ark of the Covenant? I will dwell among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And then God took dwelling in Christ Jesus our Lord, who could say, he who sees me sees the Father. And then in the church. And this is 2 Corinthians chapter 6, from verse 12, and then from verse 14. Ye, my people, come out, and be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing. And something else, brothers and sisters, we cannot take something over what was being taught somewhere. Also this, we emphasize it. The church of the living God is not a building of lies. The church of the living God is the pillar and the foundation of the truth. And also this, I mentioned it, of the light and perfections. I looked it up. And up to the book of Revelation, you can read it, that what the Jews still have today, light and perfections, the 12 stones, somebody gave it to me, And they had to have it on the breastplate, on the breast. And whatever was preached was confirmed by the light, which was flashing. And you can go up to the book of Revelation 21. And then these 12 precious stones are mentioned in connection with the New Jerusalem. They're listed. And firstly, it's written, I will show you the bride of the Lamb. Yes, we can read it. So, not only preaching because we want to preach, no, preaching because it must be. And therefore, everything what is being preached now must agree 100% with the Word of God. Here, in Revelation, chapter 19, we have it, of course, of the bride, Revelation 19, verse 7. Revelation 19, verse 7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his bride has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine white linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And here, in Revelation 21, in the last part of verse 9, Revelation 21, the last part of verse 9, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Up to the marriage, it's the bride. After the marriage, the wife. And then everything is being said of the high wall in verse 12, of the 12 gates, of that what is written, the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. And then from verse 18, the 12 precious stones are listed one after the other. I just want to say the following. With it, to the bride church, only those will belong who will be in the New Jerusalem. And in the New Jerusalem, from the Old and from the New Testament, are of course the elect who at their time believed what God said unto them, and who had part in that, what God was doing in their time. Do you think in heaven there will be a discussion still? There the people would say their opinions, and at the marriage supper of the Lamb, there would be conversations. No! Only the praise of our God will come forth from our lips and hearts. And also here on the earth, we say it here very clearly, not a single discussion. Everything is clear, everything is true, and everything is testified of in the Bible. Now a word addressed to all who made their decision and who are having it in their thoughts to be baptized. Also this, we want to say here very clearly, all who belong to the church in Paris, they are baptized in Paris. All who belong to the church in Brussels, they are baptized there. All can be baptized there, where they have their spiritual home. We are baptizing people here who perhaps have not a connection to a church, who don't have ministering brethren whom God confirmed. And here it's just necessary to say, firstly, repentance and faith then recognizing that the only true biblical baptism is the baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by a single immersion to symbolize with it that the man who died with Christ is being buried with him, rising with him unto a new life. But this must happen on the inside. It's shown outwardly by the water baptism. On the inside, it must happen first. And to this belongs that we leave the broad way, that we enter the narrow gate, that we experience the day where we find peace with God, where we consecrate our lives to the Lord and saying, Lord, I'm not worthy. Lord, I'm not worthy to come into your presence. I'm a sinner. Be merciful to me. Receive me by your grace. And then we glorify the power of the blood, the redemption which was given to us by his grace. Let it be emphasized once again, the triune baptism is not biblical. The Trinity doctrine is not biblical. The word Trinity is not written a single time in the Bible. The term triune God is not written a single time in the Bible. Man formulated God. And let me say this here very openly and freely. The Trinity doctrine is directed against God and against the Jews who may just believe in one God from the very beginning. I could go here into church history already in the year 321. The Jews were forbidden the Sabbath when Constantine had joined the power of the church with the power of the empire. Firstly, directed against the Jews. God is one. That's how the Holy Scripture says it. And he revealed himself to us. This we emphasized already. There's really not a single act in the Word of God, in the triune formula. But the triune formula is used for all kinds of things, impossible things. You can read it up. Even at the entry in the lodges, in the Freemason lodges, everywhere, in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. You can read it up. There the Bible is opened up. The thing is lying, and then the coffin lies there. And then the one man has to put off one shoe. You can read it. And then comes the formula, the triune formula. After they made their final vow, their oath. And Brother Bram says that Satan, under this triune formula, he has the whole religious world in his hand, misleading them. And therefore, brothers and sisters, the preaching of the truth. Sometimes it's good if one looks up the history books, the church history books, to see how the things came up and how they took their course. And now, to bring this to the end, God has given us the grace. We all, of course, understood that the Jews were blinded because only the elect has reached it. God has broken off the natural branches because of their unbelief. Oh, let me say this once again. Unbelief is something terrible. By unbelief comes disobedience. And by unbelief, the natural branches were broken off. What can God do with unbelief? What can God do with it? Only he who believes will see the glory of God. Let us believe with all our hearts, as the scripture says, receiving all the promises and being in great expectation, walking forward. I was thinking, of those who were coming 5 years ago. I was thinking about them who were added 30, 40, 50 years ago. In all these years, we were waiting that the Lord will complete His work. And in the meantime, so many had to go through difficult trials, very difficult trials. And perhaps to the one or the other, the thought came, so many years we walked, so many years through we heard the end time message of the promises we heard. Why must this and this, still this or that happen to us? But God does not permit anything unless it serves for our good. For thus it is written, those who love God, to them all things work for the good. So let us just accept everything from God. Let us say it very clearly. God is not too late. We believe His promises. He has sent His prophet. He confirmed what He promised. And we are carrying this message and are sharing, distributing the spiritual food. And so the church is being called out, prepared unto the glorious day. And this you shall take home forever. The completion God will make with us. The completion God will make with them who believe now, who receive and accept now. He will not make the completion in a charismatic movement, not there, where people are building their own kingdom, not there where they have their own programs. The Lord will complete His work in the bride church. Former and latter rain will fall. The word will be confirmed. Everything will become true, just as it was promised. So it will take place. And based upon the word of God, we may say we will have part in it. And no one, not a single one of us, will be disappointed who we have put our trust in the Lord. Blessed and praised be the Lord our God. Do you have the faith that the Lord will complete His work in His church, and we are His church, the pillar and foundation of the truth. Not one lie, not one interpretation has place in it. The original word of God has become our lamp unto our feet. And this we believe with all our hearts. And God is watching over us for the sake of His word. And also this we emphasized yesterday, the blood established the connection to that what God has said unto us. Thanks be unto the Lord for the redemption through the blood Thanks be to the Lord for His precious revealed word. Thanks be to the Lord that we may believe now, believing as the scripture says, and as sure as God started in you and in me and in all worldwide, so sure He will finish His work unto the glorious day of His return. He who completed the work of creation, He looked upon it and everything was good. He will also finish His work of redemption, and everything will be very good. Blessed and praised be our Lord, now and forever. Amen. Let us stand up, and as so often, let us sing the chorus, Just As I Am. As we are having our heads bowed, let me firstly ask today, who believes with all his heart, as it was asked then in Isaiah chapter 53, who has believed our proclamation? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? I would like to hear your amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Blessed and praised be the Lord, our God. He who believes, to him the arm of the Lord will be revealed. He who believes, to him the mysteries are revealed. Everything is a gift from God. We could contribute nothing to it. We just heard the message. We believed, and the word was revealed unto us. Our Lord is a faithful God. And as we read from Revelation 21, the New Jerusalem has 12 stones, be it the Old or the New Testament, the full conformity, there the 12 tribes, here the doctrine of the 12 apostles, and they remained in the doctrine of the apostles, in the breaking of bread, and in fellowship, and in prayer. Also the word from Peter, we want to ponder in our hearts. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be ye sober unto prayer, and above all things, have the fervent love among yourselves. May it fill our hearts. May everything be embedded in love. And I hope that also the proclamation was embedded in love. God calls. He calls us. And we have heard this call, and we responded to it. At this place, we have the task to preach the true word, the last message into all the world. And now we will pray together that God in all peoples, tongues and nations, that he will make an end to all the confusion, the covenant, the people of the new covenant, that he brings them back to the word of the covenant, back to the blood of the covenant, so that we can become one heart and one soul. Let us now pray for it together. Dear Lord, you ever faithful God, today we pray for your people, from all people's tongues and nations. We pray for all of Europe. We pray for all of Asia, for all of Africa, for the North American continent. We pray, O Lord, that from the rising of the sun up to its setting, that the bride of the Lamb, is coming back into lockstep, that all the interpretations, all the human doctrines will find an end, and that all are being taught by God, respecting the word, getting it revealed, and that they understand everything the right way. Great God, together we glorify the power of your blood, of your word, and of your spirit. Let both fall at the same time, the former and the latter rain, until the full wheat is manifested in the ear. May the church be this ripe wheat which you will take up into glory. O blessed and praised be your wonderful holy name. Have thine own way with your people and bless all over the earth from the riches of your grace. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Now we will pray for all who would like to be baptized. Before we do that, I would like to ask whether the two sisters have a fitting song where we can deepen ourselves into that what the Lord spoke to us. Then, once again hearing the singing of the Psalms belonged, of course, to the praise of our God. And we are singing all with all our hearts. Brothers and sisters, today I want to thank the Lord that you are making these far distances, coming here to hear the word of the Lord. Also this I've said before, how could the people believe if these chairs would be empty? But God calls, and his word is so precious unto us that we take all the efforts upon us. We want to be ready when the Lord, we want to be there when the Lord speaks to us. We want to have part in it, what God is doing right now. May God bless us all. Amen.
Bist du bereit zu der Stunde, wenn Gott die Seinen heimholt? Hast du vernommen die Kunde, wie er die Seinen belohnt? Wenn er erscheint in den Wolken, in Majestät und in Pracht, ich kann's nicht sagen in Worten. Mein Herz, es jubelt und wacht. Herrlich auf goldenen Straßen, herrlich im Vaterland. Wundervoll sind seine Werke, herrlich im weißen Gewand. Kannst du begreifen die Liebe, die Jesus Christus dir beut? Bist du mit ihm dann im Frieden, wenn Jesus käme noch heut? Er hat die Städte bereitet für die noch wartende Schar, die immer treu für ihn streiten. Es kommt der verheißene Tag. Herrlich auf goldenen Straßen, herrlich im Vaterland. Wundervoll sind seine Werke, herrlich im weißen Gewand. Nichts ist vom Leid mehr geblieben, Spott und Hohn sind dann vorbei. Jesus will allzeit dich lieben, dies meine Losung soll sein. Möchtest du mit in die Heimat, willst Jesus du einmal sehen. Er nur bringt dich in die schöne Stadt, du brauchst nur zu Jesus zu gehen. Herrlich auf goldenen Straßen, herrlich im Vaterland. Wundervoll sind seine Werke, herrlich im weißen Gewand. Herrlich auf goldenen Straßen, herrlich im Vaterland. Wundervoll sind seine Werke, herrlich im weißen Gewand.
Amen.
Amen. Can you all believe it, that the Lord will really do it? In His sight, we are already completed, unrebukable, standing before His holy presence. Them whom He called, He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. Just wonderful. What God does is perfect. Don't look on yourselves. Don't look on others. Don't look on circumstances. Look unto the Lord. Look unto the Lord. Look unto the Lord. He will bring it to pass. If we have brothers and sisters who would like to be baptized, then we ask them to come to the front. Who would like to be baptized? Please come now to the front. Yes, there are some. What languages are amongst us here? Amen. Nice. Ja. Very nice.
Amen. Amen. Ja. Dem Herrn sei Dank.
To the Lord be the thanks. Are you all speaking German?
Ja. Schön.
Very nice.
Ja. Ja. Wir sind dankbar.
We are grateful.
Wir sind von Herzen.
We are grateful dankbar. With all our hearts.
Dass der Herr euch gerufen.
That the Lord has called you. that he pardoned you, that you came to him, receiving forgiveness, being justified by faith. And he doesn't remember and transgressions anymore. Remember it. Above the Ark of the Covenant is the blood. It was sprinkled there so that everything what was written there and what was condemning us, the blood made all the damage well. Believe in the forgiveness by the blood of the Lamb. Receive it by faith. The Lord God, may He bless you. May He bless all who have come to the front. Today, I would like to ask Brother Yuri Kebernik that he comes to the front. Brother Yuri Kebernik. We are so grateful for all brothers, also those who belonged to other directions, but who found grace in the sight of God. Let us say it as it is. Only he who can humble himself before God, only he who can humble himself, he who thinks who is right, all are right until the Lord convicts them and bringing them into the right, into the divine right. All of us, we have been called out from here and there to serve the Lord God. All of you, you have consecrated your lives to the Lord, and now you are making a covenant of a good conscience with God. That's how it is written. And that's how it will take place today. Let us pray together. Great God, I'm overwhelmed. Your word also today accomplished for what you have sent it for. O God of heaven, crown all those who are getting baptized with mercy and with faith, with loving kindness. Lead them. We consecrate them unto you. O God, with all our hearts, we thank you that there is still time of grace, that you are still saving, healing, forgiving. O God, may your blessing rest upon all those who are going to be baptized. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. Yes. Shall we remain standing? I have still two announcements to make. The one is, God willing, on Thursday, one of the farthest missionary trips will start. Singapore, Philippines, up to the beginning of Australia, up to the East Coast of Australia. May God give grace to it. I always say it, with this year I will stop with the traveling, but all are saying you must continue until the Lord comes. Whether the Lord comes for me or for all of us, in any case, in January 81, I experienced the rapture. All were young, all were dressed in white, and together we have been taken up. Whether I go before that, in any case, we will go up together. So, remember me on this journey. As Rich said, it's a very far journey, which will go very far. pray that God gives grace to it. Then an announcement, I hope that it becomes true. All of us, we heard of Brother Perry Green, and sometimes I've spoken with him, and a couple of months ago he has said, Brother Frank, when are you inviting me? When are you inviting me? I've said, this time will surely come. And then he said, I also invite you. And now on Monday, we spoke with one another. And he said, listen, Brother Frank, God willing, I come on the first weekend in October to be with you in the meetings. May God give it. You all know, perhaps I can say this here. The mountain above which the supernatural cloud came down was about 60 kilometers away from Tucson. And Brother Green, all the group of preachers, he took us there. All of us, we have seen the stones, the rocks which were split by the quake. We have seen them with our own eyes. And because these seven thunderclaps happened in the while the earthquake was going on, Brother Branham, more than 50 times he spoke of these seven thunders. And I know then in what kind of connection these things belong. I just say it once again. To the Lord be the thanks that we not only report, but that we have become eye and ear witnesses of that, what God was doing in our time. And also the word from last night, we can mention it once again. We have not followed cunningly devised fables, but we have put the word of prophecy upon the lampstand. And we are connected with that, what God has done in our time. We will see whether Brother Green is coming. We just welcome him, invite him. He shall experience with us what God is doing in this time. And especially, we heard it of our brothers from the Congo and from the neighboring countries. We heard it. God is doing just wonderful things where His word is being believed, where His word is being received. And when the brothers said that more than 8,000 were downloading the sermons already, let us thank God also for the internet. Let us thank God for all the technical opportunities which we have now, so that the word can reach the ends of the earth. Oh, this is the day of salvation. This is the day which the Lord has made. Receive it by faith. Take all greetings with you, to Finland especially, just everywhere, east and west, south and north, to Romania, everywhere. Take greetings with you. The blessing of the Almighty God rest upon all of us. Brother Schmidt will pray with us in closing. Great God, looking up to you, we say thanks that your word does not return void, but it accomplishes for what you are sending it for. The precious seed which you have sown comes up. We thank you. We thank you also for the testimony of those who are standing here. They are testifying that your word is the truth. The word touched them. Please bless them. Accompany them throughout all their lives and give grace that they testify of you. Please bless all who are here and all who were listening online. Accompany all on their ways home. Protect them, Lord. Abide with us. Abide with our brother when he goes. For you have sent him, and whom you are sending, them you also accompany. We thank you for it. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Let us sing. And all the people say, Amen. Now we go for baptism. Brother Miskis will go with you. Then all are coming with us for baptism.